Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.
In the future, I would like to be an actor.
After education, I would love to be a technician.
I would like to be a pilot.
I want to be, in future, police officer.
In the future, I'm going to become a neuroscientist so that I can cure blindness.
This is National Careers Week, and I want to know what you would like to be when you grow up.
A lawyer.
What subjects would you need to become a lawyer?
Business, English and social studies.
What would you like to be when you grow up?
An interior designer. I can't decide to be between these two three. I either want to be a singer, actor or an artist.
The underscore music you can hear has been composed by Maya in 8M, Jasper in 8S, Joshua in 8T and Tavona in 8M.
Hi, my name is Abby. I'm from The Switch. We're a charity based in Tower Hamlets, and we come in and do skills and employability workshops with schools across the borough, starting to get students thinking about what they want to do when they're older and the world of work. We've been here today doing our CVs and Assessment Centre workshop. In particular today, we're here because it's National Careers Week, so we want to get people thinking about what they want to do, how they're going to achieve that, and also networking with some business professionals who we've brought in today from Bank of England and Clifford Chance.
Hi, I'm here with Molly, who's going to speak about what she wants to do after education.
After I leave secondary school, I want to go on to college and university and study philosophy, English language and psychology. And then for my future career, I want to be a criminal psychologist.
I would like to be in architecture.
What do you think you might need?
I need to advance in science, math and art.
I'm also here with Atara, who's going to speak about what career she'd like to do in the future.
Hi, I'm really interested in art and media, and I aspire to be a criminal artist who sketches criminals when they're being tried for court and hopefully appear on the news with my art.
I'm Alex and I'm not sure what I want to do in the future, but I'm very interested in theatre and art.
Hello, my name is Olive and I plan to do something theatre related.
In the future, I would like to be a scientist because, one, I'm really good at science, and two, I think science, biology and chemistry are really fascinating.
Hi, I'm Ekram from 9E and I would like to make my business, yeah, with lots and lots and lots of money, and I would like to become a device engineer fixing laptops, phones and iPads, etc.
Hi, I'm Habiba. The career I would like to do is similar to the job of David Attenborough. David Attenborough narrates and presents nature documentaries, and I want to be like that too.
Hi everyone, I'm here with some Year 12s who are part of the careers workshop today. They're going to be speaking about what they'd like to do in the future.
I'm Yu Hans, and after sixth form I would like to do university and study mechanical engineering.
My name is Elias, and after I leave I want to do an apprenticeship in cybersecurity.
My name is Samira and I'm thinking of going to university and study English and philosophy, then pursue teaching.
What did you want to do when you were a student?
I wanted to run an art shop selling art supplies because I love the smell of pencils and paper.
Performing platform. Showcasing talent.
Nihal 9M.
Women, we are strong. Women, objectified like it isn't wrong. Women, more pay, more equality, more freedom. Freedom to walk down the street safely. Women, equal to all. Women, nothing less and nothing more. Women.
Culture Vulture.
The origins and history of International Women's Day. 8th March 2023 marked International Women's Day. It's a day that celebrates the social, economic, cultural and political achievements of women whilst also calling for equality, where men and women are treated the same. When did International Women's Day start? International Women's Day, IWD, has been marked for over 100 years with the first gathering held in 1911.
Sports News!
Girls football, 600 million for more sports in England schools.
It has been announced that a new plan will mean girls and boys in England's schools will have equal access to sports, including football. The government has agreed to spend more than £600 million on school sports after a women's England team asked them for real change in PE. The Football Association says around 1 in 3 girls don't get a chance to play PE in lessons at the moment. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he wants to build on the success of the England team and help the next generation to bring it home for the country. What's being promised? For girls and boys to be able to play the same sports at school. 2 hours of PE per week minimum, £600 million to make primary schools PE better, £22 million for the network which organises school sports tournaments and competitions, £57 million to keep sports facilities open after school clubs.
Culture Vulture.
Ramadan, what is it and when is it? Ramadan is the month of fasting, when Muslims fast for the poor. It lasts from 29 to 30 days and it starts on the 23rd of March or depending on the sighting of the new moon in Saudi Arabia. Early before sunrise, we eat, which is called suhoor. We break fast as soon as the sun sets or before Maghrib.
This is Ramadan.
This is Culture Vulture. I'm here with Miss Asim Badet, who's going to be speaking about the art exhibition.
Hi everyone. I had the absolute pleasure of being able to curate and create an exhibition of the work that students do in this school alongside the work from 13 other Tower Hamlet schools. And there was some absolutely fantastic work on display. All the students whose work was on display will now be in the art gallery on the website, so you can look at their work in the future and peruse it. And I was really pleased to find that one of our students, a Year 7 student called Jaria Chowdhury, won the second prize in the Key Stage 3 category for his clock design that he did in DT this year. He's just picked up his prize this morning and he's a very proud young man, and I'm very, very pleased for him.
Platform. Showcasing talent.
This is Princess from 8M.
Hello, I am Izzy from 7E, and here today we are with
Liana, 7I,
and
Tassio from 7M.
What is your favourite subject right now, and what are you doing in it?
Well, I like drama, and we're doing spontaneous improvisation. It's when you just like make up a bunch of things on the spot.
And you, Tassio?
In art, we're learning about climate change and how it affects the world. And recently, I've been making a sculpture with a world on it, and it shows the good stuff and what's not being shown in the world, and half of it is showing the stuff that's not being shown about climate change and its impacts.
Sounds lovely. What are you making the sculpture out of?
Paper mache.
Lovely. I would love to see it when it's completed.
Golden opportunities.
Hi everyone, my name is Miss Steely, Head of Enrichment. A reminder to attend a club each week. We have lots of clubs on offer, currently including taekwondo, fencing, rollerblading, skateboarding, and the Samosa Project. Over to Yusuf to talk about this.
Hi everyone, my name's Yusuf and I'm a member of the Samosa Project. At the moment we're learning how to write monologues and we're writing scripts which we're going to record in front of a camera.
The voice and also the music you can hear in the background has been provided by George in 9i.
A new way to combat climate change by drawing carbon dioxide out of the air has been thought up by scientists. This new method can absorb CO2 and turn it into something called bicarbonate of soda that can be safely dropped into the ocean. The idea comes just days after the UN said that reducing fossil fuels we burn is still the best way to tackle climate change. The idea of drawing carbon dioxide out of the air isn't new. It's a technique called carbon capture. Researchers say this new method, however, is much cheaper and takes up a lot less energy.
Thank you for listening to
STEM Neon-Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.